This is The Gut Reset, written by Tariq Rashid, read for you by Edward Quinn. Introduction. The first time a patient cried in my office, it was about bread. Her name was Lena. She was 34, a software engineer, and she had been bloated every day for almost 2 years. Not a little bloated. 6 months pregnant, bloated by dinner. She had tried every elimination diet on the internet. She had spent $700 on a stool test from a company that promised to map her microbiome. She had stopped eating wheat, then dairy, then nightshades, then anything that grew above the ground on a Tuesday. Nothing helped for long. The list of foods she felt safe eating had shrunk to about 9 items, most of them beige. She came to me because her primary care doctor had run the standard panels, found nothing acutely wrong, and told her she probably had IBS and should try managing stress, which, if you have ever been told to manage stress while feeling sick every day, you know is not a treatment plan. It is a shrug in a white coat. I am a registered dietitian. I have spent the last 18 years working with people whose guts have stopped cooperating, sometimes after a clear event like a course of antibiotics or a bout of food poisoning. Sometimes after nothing they can point to at all. I have a research background too. I read the journals. I argue with the journals. I watch the field swing from "the microbiome explains everything" to "the microbiome explains nothing" and back again. And I have watched 1,000 companies sell pills, powders, and tests built on whatever the latest swing happens to be. This book is what I tell my patients in the first 3 or 4 visits written down. It is not a fad. It does not require you to buy a single supplement from a link in the back. It does not promise a reset in 7 days, because a real reset of a complex microbial ecosystem does not take 7 days, and anyone who tells you it does is selling something. It takes about 60 days of consistent work, plus a longer practice you carry forward. What this book promises is more boring and more useful. You will learn what your gut actually is, what it does, and what tends to break it. You will learn which interventions have decent evidence behind them and which ones do not. You will get a structured plan you can actually follow, written by someone who has watched real people try to follow plans and noticed where they fall off. You will get permission to stop doing many of the things you have been told to do. Who this book is for. If you pick this up, you probably feel that something is off. You may be bloated after meals that used to be fine. You may be tired in a way that sleep does not fix. You may have brain fog or skin issues or anxiety that seems to flare with what you eat. You may have finished a course of antibiotics 6 months ago and felt strange ever since. You may have a diagnosis like IBS that came with no real instructions, or no diagnosis at all because your tests came back unremarkable, while your daily life kept getting harder. You were not imagining it. The standard medical workup is good at catching the conditions that need surgery or hospitalization. It is less good at catching the slow subclinical drift of a gut that has lost its balance. That drift is real. It is measurable in research settings, and it responds to changes you can make at home, but only if you make them in the right order and stop expecting them to work in a week. This book is not for you. If you have a serious diagnosed condition like inflammatory bowel disease in an active flare, celiac disease, cancer, or any condition for which a specialist is actively managing your treatment, the general nutrition principles here may still apply, but you should be working with that specialist, not a book. What this book is not, it is not a low FODMAP cookbook. It is not a Candida cleanse pamphlet. It is not the carnivore diet, the raw vegan diet, or the all-bone broth diet. It is not going to tell you that a single fruit or grain is the source of all your problems, because it almost certainly is not. It is not going to recommend a 60-strain probiotic with a celebrity endorsement. It is not going to sell you on the latest at-home test that produces a colorful PDF and a confident-sounding list of foods to avoid forever. What it is a quiet, evidence-based walk through what we actually know, what we suspect, and what we do not yet understand about the trillions of organisms living in your intestines and what they have to do with how you feel. How to read it. You can read this front to back. The chapters build on each other in the first half, then become more topical in the